Theatre in the Victorian Age. Morality and Music Halls. Very little drama of note was produced in the Victorian period, although Victorian sensibility and aesthetics persisted in British theatre well into the 20th century. The theatre was dominated by actor-managers, whose companies mainly performed Shakespeare, although many of the texts were cut or even changed to suit Victorian tastes and morals. Also popular were melodramas, plays with superficial and stereotypical characters and absurd plots, in which good always triumphed over evil. In many ways, Victorian theatre had returned to the morality plays of the medieval period. However, a subversive strain of theatre flourished among working-class audiences, in the form of music hall, involving a mixture of popular songs, comedy and variety entertainment. The burlesque sketches of the music hall often parodied the values and mannerisms of the melodramas and spoke about taboo subjects such as sex using double entendre, double meaning. Although music hall theatre was regarded as lowly and immoral by the Victorians, it was later a great influence both on early cinema, such as the films of Chaplin, and Laurel & Hardy on the work of modern dramatists like Beckett, whose tramp-like characters are usually in couples, Vladimir and Estragon in Waiting for Godot, Ham and Clove in Endgame. The Victorian Playhouse. One great innovation of the Victorian theatre was the Victorian Playhouse. The stages of Victorian playhouses, many of which are still in use today, extended back from the auditorium into a proscenium arch, which was lit by gaslight. The extra depth permitted the construction of elaborate sets, which gave the illusion of real places, houses, parks, etc. And a curtain could be drawn between the audience and the back of the stage to allow the scenery to be changed. New playhouses inspired a more realistic theatre, which made more use of action, movement and setting. Oscar Wilde. After writing in different forms during the 1880s, Oscar Wilde became one of London's most popular playwrights in the 1890s. His plays criticised Victorian values and the hypocrisy of the upper classes, but in a subtle, comic way, which didn't offend his audiences. Social comedies were a huge success, thanks to their witty dialogue and comic characters, and Wilde himself was a charismatic and highly popular literary figure, both in London and abroad. In the end, it was Wilde's private life, and in particular his homosexuality, not his work, which offended the Victorians, and they turned against him vindictively. Wilde's best-known plays included Lady Windermere's Fan, A Woman of Importance, An Ideal Husband, and the importance of being earnest.